You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL.com, and I am joined by Dan Karpuk and Nick Ashew. The Wolfpack is here, and we have an odds boost for you on the Jets wide receiver Garrett Wilson to win the AP Offensive Rookie of the Year Award. This is boosted to plus 900. At BetMGM. He has 214 yards, two touchdowns already this season. He will very likely only improve on those numbers, so there is great value in this.
Is Joe Flacco going to stay quarterback the rest of the year? Because they're throwing it a lot with Flacco, so I'd love to see it just air it out with Flacco all year long. Yeah, the only question obviously here is when Zach Wilson does come back for the Jets. What does that mean for the passing game and their production? Is he improved? Is he really sloppy like he was last season? He's obviously missed a ton of time in terms of development, but Garrett Wilson is one of the most talented young wide receivers in the NFL right now. We know this draft was absolutely loaded that we just had with wide receivers, and he was kind of considered one of the creams of the crop in this past draft. So there's a ton of value at 9-1, knowing that there's a very good opportunity as those numbers increase in terms of stats for him, then you're probably going to get shorter odds moving forward.
Yeah, and so far, 18 receptions on 32 targets, 214 yards, two touchdowns through the first three games. He's ninth in the entire NFL in targets so far. Obviously, you said, Nick, you know, Flacco's been airing the ball out quite a ton.
Flacco.
Drake London, Chris Olave, Romeo Doubs, Kenny Pickett, all have shorter odds. But I'd argue that right now he should be in the top three, if not at the top of the list right now. The Jets are going to be playing from behind a lot this season. So yes. No matter if it's Joe Flacco or Zach Wilson under center, they are going to be passing the ball. They're going to be in these situations where they need to catch up. That does, you know, bodes well for Garrett Wilson here. And I just wanted to mention, Anquan Boldin holds the NFL record for most targets as a rookie with 165 through 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Wilson is on pace for 181. Wow. Yes, it's a small sample size that, you know, helps the argument out here a little bit. But plus 900 odds is a 10% implied probability, which is way too low right now, in my opinion. There's a lot of value in plus 900.
Absolutely. So much value. Get that at BetMGM at plus 900 and head to BetQL.com/boost to see all of today's best odds boosts and check out our exclusive sportsbook offers there as well. And follow us on Twitter at Daniel Karpuk, at Nick Ashew, and at Lucille Burge. Favorite bets for today. I, once again, am on Aaron Judge to hit a home run. This is at plus
900. You can do it, Aaron. You can do it.
You
come on.
Finally, plus 190 at DraftKings. This has been going up and down this morning, even from plus 180. It is back up to plus 190. He is in a bit of a home run drought the past few days, but I think he's going to hit number 61 before the end of the season. So he has to.
So I think
it'll be tonight because there isn't much season left. I really hope if they don't walk him, then maybe he can hit this tonight. And finally, everyone can just be done with it and we can be over it. Jose Berrios is starting for the Blue Jays in 20 at-bats against Jose Berrios. Judge has two home runs already, so he's familiar with him. And Berrios has given up two home runs in his last four starts. So with
he's
all
been
of these,
so bad this year.
So bad. So bad. This is the perfect opportunity, Aaron Judge. Just do it, please. Just let him do it, Jose Berrios. Please, just let him do it so that we can all just relax and not have to be on watching Aaron Judge every and all rise. And so we can just all sit and we can just be done with this by the end of this season. So with all these factors in mind, I think tonight will be the night Judge hits the home run.
I hope you're right, because I'm tired of hearing about 61, because then there's got to be 62 on top of that, Lucy. So you're forgetting the pressure's not off. It's then breaking the record as opposed to tying the record.
Exactly.
So that's a whole other conversation that we'll have after that. But yeah, at some point, this is going to end. He's clearly just it sounds very elementary, but like he's trying too hard. Like he's really trying to just Just get back. All right. You said, Dan, we talked about this before we did this podcast, right? You heard somebody say on the air somewhere, just get back to doing what you did to get you to this point. But in some ways, you kind of need to, because I'm tired of hearing about it. Yeah. And I would love it to be broken so we can move on and then get into the rest of baseball. But as you guys know, the NBA season is getting close. We had media day yesterday around the NBA, and today training camp start. I am ecstatic. I am happy. And given the fact that it's a Tuesday, a couple days till Thursday night football, I'm going in on the NBA futures market now, and it's all fading the Celtics and taking the Bucks at plus 325. Sorry, Lucy. The Bucks
win
the East at plus 325. I mean, really, look, I was before the NBA playoffs started last year, I had Warriors and Celtics in the finals, and those bets cash, and I'm very happy about that. And before this, all of this happened with Ime Udoka, I looked at the Celtics and said, they could absolutely get back to the finals. They improved this offseason, no major losses, but now Robert Williams is out 8 to 12 weeks. Ime Udoka's suspended for the season, and there's obviously maybe even some bigger picture stuff going on there. We don't even know what the future of his is as a coach right now for them, but you got a 34-year-old rookie head coach that's going to be the interim trying to clean up this mess the entire season. It's really, really going to hurt the Celtics, especially given the way they started off last year, then turned things around. So give me the Bucks right now at plus 325 to win the East.
I love it. I'm going to go with a former Buck, Christian Wood, to win the NBA Sixth Man Award. This is at 16-1 right now at FanDuel, which is great value in my opinion. Now, yesterday in those media days, Jason Kidd, you know, he had a little bit of coach speak here. You know, we all know that coach speak is always 100% correct, guys.
Always so, accurate.
Always transparent.
He revealed that JaVale McGee, not Christian Wood, would start at the five, and that Wood would be his sixth man, you know, first guy off the bench. So regardless of if he starts or not, yes. So regardless of if he starts or not, Wood is going to play starters minutes. We know that. His main competition, in my opinion, for this award, Jordan Poole, Tyler Hero here. And both of those guys are going to put up numbers. But as much as I don't like to give Jason credit for anything, because I'm just not a fan of his, this does make sense due to Luka Doncic's astronomical usage and Dallas's inability to do anything offensively with him off the court last season. Mm-hmm. We saw this in the playoffs. We saw this down the stretch last season. Wood averaged 17.9 points, 10.1 rebounds, 2.3 assists in 30.8 minutes with the Rockets last season. One of the most underrated offensive players in the sport. Hit 39% of his three-pointers, made 131 of them. So, you know, he could stretch the floor. He'll just going to see time at the four and five behind Dorian Finney-Smith and McGee. And he will presumably have a capable facilitator in Spencer Dinwiddie to work with on the second unit. I think that's going to boost his ability to produce. Yeah. And at 16-1, this is worth a shot. And the best part about this is if you sign up for a new FanDuel account right now on BetQL, you can make this your no sweat first bet that all new users get. That means you could bet this up to $1,000. And if it doesn't win, FanDuel is going to refund you fully in free bets wherever for however much you wagered. So head to BetQL.com.
Christian Wood ends up starting, and then you get refunded at least for that. So it's perfect.
Exactly.
So head to our offers tab on the BetQL app or BetQL.com/sportsbook-offers to redeem.
Do that immediately and then subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.